and gentlemen, for a What's on Your Mind summer preview. Yes, summer is coming, believe it or not. I actually even see some 70-degree days in our future. But we want to provide a service today on the program, and that's allow you to vent. Maybe we're just, you know, we're used to weather variables, but I'm thinking some people need to vent, Todd, because I'm seeing temperatures in the 20s as we take to the airwaves. In the 20s.
The 25 is not appealing.
No. I mean, I'm looking right now. It's 23 in Tioga. It's 28 in Williston. 27 in Watford City. Newtown, 27. Stanley, 27. Aberdeen, 23. Grand Forks, 30. Hillsborough, 36. Grafton, 32. Kindred, 37. Oh, my gosh, this is just unbelievable.
The winter that would not let go. You know, we used to joke about, you know, it's like winter 6 months out of the year. It used to be a joke.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting to think, wait a minute, where is that global warming they promised?
25 in Bismarck at this hour. So anyway, and I think it's only fair that if you really feel like you need a release valve, we're here for you. Todd and I will allow you to cry on your shoulder.
Absolutely.
And, I'm kind of getting to the point where, weather talk is boring to me. In other words, because it's just so easy to complain about the weather. It just is what it is, right? So it's just like, you know, got to deal with it. And I do believe the vast majority of North Dakotans don't get caught into the cycle of the lamenting the weather, even though, you know, look, I'd like it to be warmer. I'd like, it to be more spring-like. And it looks like we're at least going to get into the 70s by Memorial Day weekend. But frost warnings, past mid-May, not fun. Not fun at all. If you feel like you need the release valve, you have it right here in the program we call What's on Your Mind. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. Here is the telephone number, 800-228-0550. The reason I came to Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota today is it is the one place that I most love spending summer weekends, and I at least can think a little bit of summer, and I can tell you about some of the great deals they have all summer long here. In fact, they got deals right now, $59 a night. So if you just want to come out and experience this for another 10 days or so, they have the $59 special. But we're kicking off summer with a great deal. This goes into June, and it is two nights, breakfast, free for two, 50% off boats or bikes. You can jet skis and the boats and the bikes and all the fun, and $298 for your weekend. It's a great deal. Or during the week, $119 a night. And same thing, you get the two-hour freebie of the bikes or the boats here at Chase on the Lake. So it's a great deal. They have guided fishing. They have a beautiful community to Walker, Minnesota. Do me this favor. Go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, and just check it out. And plan a little summer getaway right here at one of Minnesota's premier resorts. You'll love it. Tell you more about it a little later on. We're going to talk with a real-life fishing guy today on the program and talk a little bit about some hot tips for you folks that are, again, waiting for summer. And the fish are biting right now, I understand. So that's one thing that, summer might not be here, spring might not be here, but the fish are biting. So if you want to go that route, you sure can. Okay, a couple of things in the news that we need to talk about today on the program. And let me tell you, first of all, I mentioned we're going to talk fishing. Toby Cavallovog will be here. Toby is a professional guide. And some folks may remember the name Toby Cavallovog. Toby, I don't know, he played goaltender for the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. And he's actually a teacher by profession, but also spends a lot of nights and weekends guiding folks fishing. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. He's really big on evening fishing. They're doing these two-hour guided evening fishing sessions that are really kind of neat for the new year on Minnesota Lake. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to meet the parent of a 6-year-old kindergarten student in West Fargo at the bottom of this hour, whose son has some behavioral issues that the school is struggling with. And he actually attends West Fargo School. And in West Fargo School, they have something called an isolation room. The dad doesn't want to bash the school, because he acknowledges his son has issues, but he just doesn't think an isolation room is a way to wait it out. So he's actually removed his child from the school. So we're going to talk a little bit about, just from the perspective of a parent, of a student that is, you know, in this case, struggling with some behavioral issues, what is the best way to handle that? And, isolation rooms are banned now in some places, but still available in, in West Fargo as a tool. Should it be? I guess is the question we're going to talk about today on the program. So those are a few issues we're going to tackle in the program. What I wanted to talk about is a big story nationally, and that is care for our veterans at the VA. Huge story about, you know, secret lists that some of our veterans have died while waiting for care because they're on some secret list. And, you know, delays in appointments, access to care issues that are really becoming quite difficult. This is a big focus because a whistleblower has come out and caused, you know, a bit of a firestorm in Congress. I want to know from our listeners, specifically from veterans or family members of veterans, is this happening here? I mean, are you getting the care you believe you deserve from the VA? Or some of these stories you're hearing about nationally, are you going, aha, that's the reason. That's what's going on. I'd love to hear from you a little bit about this because I don't know about you, Todd, but I just think there's nothing more sacred than the promise between the United States, us, and veterans that have served us, and make sure at a minimum they're getting good health care in return for what they did for us fighting for freedom.
Well, this absolutely.
It's a no-brainer. You know what I mean?
And I wouldn't stop there, but to stay on topic, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, no, there's... So, it defies logic. It offends the census to no end.
I mean, it's almost like a breach of contract if we drop the ball on them when it comes to health care, because what was the agreement? I mean, just from a, you know, granted, it's kind of a cut and dry legal thing that I'm kind of raising here, but let's face it, there is an agreement in place, and if we just decide later on, well, we're going to kind of drop the ball on that. Really? If they'd have dropped the ball on us when they were serving their country, their punishment would not have been pretty.
Exactly, but, right.
So why is it that we can drop the ball on them later on and think, yeah, no big deal?
And some testimony on this has come up previously, and the head of the VA now is being called to task, saying he wasn't being truthful about all this. So there's a big firestorm in Congress. I'm less interested in the food fight that's happening at the national level than I am about just literally, you know, veteran by veteran here. In places we serve in the Northern Plains, you know, any of these things you're hearing about, these horror stories about the lack of access to care or anything, that you say, okay, that's happened to me. It's happening here. Are veterans getting the care they deserve from our VA? That's my basic premise question, and I don't think there's anybody better to answer that than a VA member. I mean, rather a veteran that's getting care from the VA themselves. So, or are some of these stories we're hearing about on the national level, you know, a problem with you as well? Here's how you answer that question. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address where you can send in an email as well. Secret lists. And by the way, this whistleblower talked about this at a facility, and now others have come out and said, yes, it's systematic. And that's why the VA secretary is being called to task in Congress about this, about these lists that say, you know, here's the deal. We're just going to wait this out. We're going to, you know, wait it out. The other thing that we've heard a lot about where, you know, okay, a veteran needs a particular procedure. The backlog is such, and the backlogs are the big thing. And, you know, again, same thing there. Do you have a story of a backlog where you know you've been told by a particular care provider you need this, and they say, well, you can get it way down the road. Well, you're on some, you know, list waiting forever. In the case of this recent story I heard about, you know, a provider says you need this procedure, and the wait is very long in the VA to get that particular procedure. What they're supposed to do is send you into a fee-for-service program to a local provider. And they don't do that as well to the degree they have. Why? You know, somebody's watching the bucks. Somebody's watching, you know, the bottom line. I'm sorry, who was the first caller who wanted to weigh in on this? Harvey and Manda, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I'm a veteran. And I feel right now that the Bismarck office and the Fargo VA office is doing a good job.
Good. That's good to hear. Maybe, and that's why I asked this question, because, again, is this a national story that doesn't affect here? But you're getting the care. You feel like, they're taking care of you, honey?
Right. I mean, compared to 20 years ago, it was a lot worse. When I come out of the service in Vietnam, I mean, I fought for almost 20 years to get some problems settled and...
Hang on, Harvey, if you would. We're up against the break. I want to hear more of how it's improved over the years since your service. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550 now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle, Senex.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
On your mind, how does the VA take care of its veterans here? We want to know that answer. Big story nationally about real concerns about care, about backlogs, about secret lists, a lot of ugly. Big firestorm, really, for the VA, getting worse by the day. But the question is it here or is it different here? We want to know. 800-228-0550 to answer that question. Bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with a parent who is concerned about his son, in this case a kindergartner, being put in an isolation room. You know what that is? We'll tell you. We're talking fishing next hour, because it is spring, and if the weather won't warm up, we'll at least talk fishing and tell you more about what's happening here at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, where we're coming to you live and direct. All right, Harvey in Mandan was telling us he gets good care from the VA. So, Harvey, back to you and others waiting as well. You mentioned you're a Vietnam vet, and when you first came out, it wasn't good. So, when did it get good?
I would say it got good in maybe the last 10 years. that guy finally start getting somewhere with him. And especially Fargo and Bismarck. I mean, you got to take, it takes time. You got to have the patience to go through the whole schmear, the whole rollabout. But if you take the patience and you follow, they've really been treating, I feel, good here in the clinic in Bismarck and in Fargo. It's all, you know.
Good to hear. Good to hear, Harvey. Appreciate the call. Thanks for your service. Thanks for the call today. Tim in Roscoe, South Dakota. How about you?
Yeah, I've been attached to VA health care for quite a while, and it's got a lot better over the years, but it also has to do with where you're at. No, I came down here in 2009 from Alaska, and I was diagnosed with prostate cancer up there. And the first appointment I had with a urologist from my, general provider, they told me, she called me, and she said, you don't hear within a month or 6 weeks from them about your appointment date, get a hold of me again. That's how bad it is there. And everything was a month apart. Well, finally they decided that I did have prostate cancer, and then they told me it'd probably be 6 to 9 months before they could get to me up there. Well, I got it done with a private doc right away. But, okay, then I got, well, in March I was up there and I had a hernia, and I showed the doc. He said, well, start certain, we'll take care of it. Well, I left there the last week of July, and I never heard another word from him. Well, and then by September, it's acting up so bad, I went to the Stock Small here in Aberdeen, South Dakota. And a week later, I was healing up ready. That's how much difference there is in where you're at. My friends in Mississippi, same thing. They just put you on a gurney and let you die out in the hall.
Oh,
but here, every time there's a problem, she'll send us to a doctor's right here in town, you know, a specialist like an ultrasound or a heart guy or something like that. Just right now, right over there.
And
I had a urologist thing came up here for a fast example. I was on a Friday. They diagnosed something. I got home at 3 o'clock that day. They already had an appointment for me Monday morning in Sioux Falls. It's just the difference where you're at, pal.
Good. And good in the sense that it ought to be care for veterans everywhere. So, you know, that's not necessarily good, but at least our veterans here, you know, two examples, getting good coverage. That's why we're asking, good or bad. Let us know your stories. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Next caller has a wife that is a nurse at the VA. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Scott.
Good. What has your wife been making of the controversy nationally, and does she see anything here similar stories?
She's worked there for over 30 years, okay, and she's a nurse there, and, I hear a lot, you know, of venting and stuff like that, and she loves her job, but it, a lot of times, you know, it turns into the politics, the paperwork, you know, nightmare that you always hear about. But her biggest thing is there's not enough providers, meaning doctors, there. And again, she works here in Fargo and stuff like that. But that's the biggest thing, she says. And it may not be so bad here, but even she complains about it because they'll have enough staff, but they won't have enough doctors to do it. And in some cases, if a patient would need, you know, a special surgery or something, but they've actually had to, you know, quote unquote, farm them out to another facility, you know, a private, you know, hospital or whatever you want to call it. So,
and that's one of the things we're hearing about nationally, that they do that either reluctantly or do it very delayed. Again, because it's going to cost the VA more. If you've got a doctor on staff that does it versus a doctor at a private hospital, obviously the VA is paying more.
Correct, No, that's right.
Interesting. So more docs is one thing from someone on the inside. Appreciate that perspective. Thanks for the call. Others waiting. Brad and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What's your experience with the VA, Brad?
Yes. I have a comment. First of all, I think I broke the code for the Obama administration talking points. I broke the code. Basically, everything they say is exactly opposite of the truth. Okay? Absolutely. When they say Affordable Care Act, it's not affordable. It's very unaffordable. It's not care. It's a mandate. It's not an act. It's a tyrannical attempt at tyranny. My goodness. We have not seen this corruption ever. Get rid of the guys. Impeach. Whatever you have to do, get rid of this administration. They are awful.
And the comment. And does it translate to the VA care interview?
Absolutely. When they say, okay, we did not know nothing, that means they knew everything. That means that's their so-called peace dividend. They're going to cut the medical budget for the military. They're going to cut benefits for the military. That's their so-called peace dividend. Well, they can smoke their peace dividend and roll it up and smoke it and just go back to where they came from, because we don't want them in Washington.
All right, Brad, appreciate the call. Orlin and Minot, another Minot caller. How about your experience with the VA? I got about a minute for you, Orlin.
I've had excellent. I've been down to Fargo here just Monday, and I had an appointment at 1 o'clock, and I was done and out of there at 10:30. And one other time, I went down there and I had my procedure done before I was even supposed to be going in for it. So I have never had a complaint here in Minot or in Fargo as far as health care goes.
You know, my experience has been whenever these issues come up, you know, I've been doing talk radio longer than I can remember, and, you know, there's always incidents where somebody has a bad experience. And if they'll call and invent that, what I find is many people then rally to the defense of the caregivers here from the VA. There's going to be stories. We have an email from a listener that's come in, talked about the VA not providing back surgery, giving this person pain pills. And, you know, there's stories like that. But my experience is when you bring up the bad, like we're hearing about this national story being bad, that most folks like you, Orlin, say, no, the care I get's pretty good. So maybe we're different here, which is great. Fabulous. Hopefully
the
secret
lets go. You can even have bad experiences in civilians.
True. No, absolutely. Yeah. Appreciate the call, Orlin. Thank you. I'll share that email when we come back, by the way, and welcome other stories as well. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1 ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all natural whole food ingredients. It's the best tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannum. This is What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk with a parent of a kindergartner in West Fargo that is struggling with some challenges that his son has, some behavioral issues, and how the school is dealing with that. I want to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk fishing next hour with Toby Kovalevog, former University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux goaltender, now a professional fisherman. So your fishing questions for a pro today on the program. Make sure you drum up a couple of good questions for Toby, or give him a few attaboys for his stellar performance winning the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux a national championship. Here's that emailer I mentioned about the VA care. I had to go to Bismarck for back surgery. The VA wouldn't do anything but give me pain pills. That in itself is bad because you feel better when you're not, and you do things that come back when you when the pill wears off. Also, a friend of mine went to the VA with a heart problem. They told him to go home and we'll watch it. About 6 months later, he went to Minot for stents. He would have died waiting for the VA. Then the VA wouldn't pay for any of his surgery. All right. So, again, those are some of the stories we're hearing and we're asking. Let's go to Garrison, Orlin, waiting to weigh in on the VA. What's your experience, Orlin?
I go to Seabog in Bismarck and Fargo VA Medical Center, and I've also been to Minneapolis and in all of those places. Care is just excellent. Attitude is absolutely superior. In Fargo, for example, you can't get in the door about five steps, but somebody's there. Hello, do you have an appointment here? Can I help you get to where you're going? And I've been going to all three of these places, mostly Bismarck and Fargo for the last 13 years now, and the care there has been absolutely excellent. Excellent. The people are very courteous and cordial and helpful, and with my experience, the doctors have all been right on tap and do a wonderful job with this, with super bedside manner.
How refreshing this is to hear people say good things about the, in this case, healthcare institution. It's obviously, you know, a government-run healthcare institution, but it sounds to me like for the people that, you know, examples, these are, you know, you appreciate the care, number one, but also the people. I mean, that's good. And people don't often take time to say, no, they're doing a good job. That's why I asked today, because I was kind of curious, and it has been my experience that folks here are better. So I'm glad to hear that. You know, what we've heard about the secret list, the whistleblowers, everything else, bad. Ought to be fixed on the national level, but good to hear a refreshing and different story on the local level. Thanks, Roland. Appreciate it very much.
You bet.
All right. Return to this a little later on in the program if you like. Always welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Our next guest is John Mercer. John has a kindergartner, a six-year-old boy that goes to the West Fargo, in the West Fargo Kindergarten Center, and has a story that has been reported in the news in Fargo on Valley News Live about something called an isolation room that his son was subjected to, I guess would be one term, although is more concerned about just parents in this position and what you do rather than being critical of the school in question, the West Fargo school system. So let's talk a little bit about his situation. John, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Okay, so just tell us a little bit about your son and the interaction with the school and this isolation.
Okay. The issues that the school was seeing with my son was he was having some outbursts that could potentially turn violent. And so we, both me and my ex-wife's mom, and the school administrators and his teachers and the paraprofessionals that work there, put together his IEP, that if it would turn something where if he was going to hurt himself, or if they thought he was going to hurt himself or hurt somebody else or be in danger, basically that he would be taken to this room to calm down and then be either, I would be called, which I was supposed to be called immediately, because I have a little flexibility in my day that I can come get him within about 10, 15 minutes normally, if I know about it. And, so anyways, they put you, you know, there's this whole room, it's full, I don't even, it's not very big.
The term they use for these rooms are seclusion rooms, right?
Yes. That's kind of what they do is they remove the problem from wherever, you know, if that's what you want to call my kid, and put them in this room, and then they hold the door shut, you know, and let them, which the usage of it and the way it's being utilized is I didn't feel was quite how they should be using it, if they're going to use something like that. But we all agreed to it, you know, the parents and the teachers, and this was what was supposed to happen.
And when they utilize this tool, John, they call you and say, "Hey, we've got your son in the
They were supposed to, and if it ever had gotten to the point where they needed to put him in there, I was supposed to be called so I could come pick him up. Because he should, the kid shouldn't be locked in a room. That's like jail for kids. And you're just gonna, it escalates the situation. And in my son's case, you know, and I see the need for it, and that's why I made it clear that, you know, I'm not bashing the school. I'm not bashing the teachers, all the teachers that love him and cared about him, and we're trying to help him. But the way it was a policy that's there that they have to follow made his situation worse in school. It just escalated things.
All right, so here's my question, and you've made your point. You're not looking to bash the school or the teachers or the administration here, but you're concerned about a policy that when your son, who you acknowledge has some behavioral issues and acts up, that there ought to be a different way than a seclusion room. And by the way, if there's any others that have dealt with similar situation to John, a parent of a six-year-old kindergartner at the West Fargo Kindergarten Center that have had experiences that want to weigh in here, you're welcome to as well at 800-228-0550. You talked about in the news story on Valley News Live that your son has flipped a table over, punched a teacher,
yep,
thrown a pencil.
Yeah, there's a whole line of stuff that, yes, he needs to be removed from the situation before he hurts somebody or hurts somebody else. But, I mean, you have to realize this is a kid that doesn't always understand what he's doing when it's happening, and the teachers have even said this.
And so the school,
there's certain ways of restraining.
What I wanted to ask you about is, you know, the principal of the kindergarten center in West Fargo has said that the seclusion room has been there 20 some years, I guess. And
was built. Yep.
It was used as a last resort for the safety of students and staff. And by the way, evidently this is something that's been around for a while that some schools have since done away with, but West Fargo continues to use it. My question is, when your son does some of these things that you acknowledge he does, what should they do? What's a better way than a seclusion room?
Well, that's what I'm asking. There's got to be something different that can be done. There's a bunch of smart people out there, you know, and for certain situations where if it's a violence thing and a physically violence thing, then yes, obviously something like that could help as an option. But when they're using it arbitrarily, that's a whole different story, you know, which is why I pulled them from school the other day, and I will be homeschooling them because evidently a regular school, you know, isn't going to work for them. Because that's the only place that this stuff triggers. You know, if this stuff was going on at home and there's a bunch of people, you know, it's all about disciplining your kids at home. I don't have my kid full time. I have him half of the time. And so it's, I'm sure, very confusing, and it's hard when the rules are different places. But, no, there just needs to be a different option, and I don't know what it is. And it's not drugging kids at that age, and it's not throwing them in a little room and locking the door and keeping it shut on them where they can see you. Because that's taunting.
So that's how it happens? I mean, explain, you know, when the behavior happens, the protocol here.
You would have to get the specifics from the school about their protocol, but from what I understand and what I saw and what my son has eventually told me is normally he would go to the principal's office, you know, and she's a great lady over there. And he would help her, be her assistant, and then it got to the point where that wasn't working as a deterrent or whatever. Where that just wasn't an option anymore. And then, you know, he started acting out, and they would grab him and they would drag him down the hall and they would put him in this room. I mean, that's basically it. Hey, you're acting up. Let's go.
And how would he react to that?
Not well. How would you react to it?
No, I hear you. I'm just kind of curious. As a parent, I mean, in other words, did you see the behavior getting worse after that then?
Absolutely. It escalated. I mean, this went from, you know, once in a while at the beginning of the year till I would say March and April. I was there pretty much every day, you know, a couple times a week at least to pick him up early from school at 9 in the morning, an hour after he got dropped off, you know.
So, you know, obviously I would imagine the theory is here. This
screaming when he's in that room, he's trying to get out because who likes to be locked in a room? You're not helping my kid calm himself down by throwing him in a room where he can see you watching him through the window and holding the deadbolt shut where there's not supposed to be locks on those doors. You're supposed to take, you know, I just don't. I'm sorry, I know I'm getting off track on this, and I don't want to get to that point where I'm pointing fingers and something was done wrong. The procedures were not followed for me to be being called every single time, as was our plan. Putting him in this room did not help him in the long term, did not help the school. It just escalated the behavior.
And the school has said it's not used as a punishment. It's used as a place to keep a child safe until they calm down and regain composure.
It's used as a punishment. It is used as a punishment as it was for my child.
So, in other words,
he would say no. He would say no to a teacher, and that was enough for them to drag him out of the room and throw him in that room.
I want to come back to the question of what should be done. In other words, in your case, you're pulling your child out and you're saying, I'm going to go do the homeschool thing. In the case of behavior, you're talking about, you know, throwing things across the room or whatever. Then what do they do? Answer that when we come back. John Mercer, parent of a kindergarten student in West Fargo. And if you have a comment on seclusion rooms, let us know. We'll continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
And we continue. Fine today, by the way, at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Reminding you summer's coming. Reminding you some great specials that you can check out at chaseonthelake.com. Chaseonthelake.com. Promo code Scott, or you can call them at 888-CHASE-06, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in the Norman Rockwell-like community of Walker, Minnesota. Also brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. You getting a little hankering for lunch? Remember PetroServe, where you get a 4-for-4 deal all day, every day. Fresh baked single topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop or coffee, $4. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields by helping America fuel better. Stop and see them. Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wappan, and Dilworth, Glendon, Bemidji, PetroServe USA. All right, we're continuing our conversation with a parent of a six-year-old, a kindergartner at the West Fargo Kindergarten Center. John Mercer's his name. John is a son who's have some behavioral issues that John acknowledges, and the school is placing this youngster into something called a isolation room. At the school, a seclusion room is another room for it. And so we've been talking about John's concern about the policy, not bashing the parents, not bashing the teachers, rather, the administrators, the school, but specifically saying this is not a good policy. And I asked John before the break to say, how should they handle an outburst? What is the best way to keep everybody safe? I'm going to let him answer that in a moment, but first, a few comments I want to weigh in, and maybe a question for you too, John, so hold tight here. Bob in Bismarck, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I hear what he's saying. I had that problem with my kids too, because I had a boy and a girl, and they went to assembly, you know, and they were chastised, they were bullied, the teachers didn't do nothing about things. They'd come home, everything about teachers putting them in the room and that. So what I did, I went to the school, and I went to all the people in a certain meeting room, and I had a talk out with them, and I discussed what it is. I said, "Boy, man, you people are there to teach. You're not there to ridicule these kids and put them in rooms up, keep parents knowing about it." So what I did, I got them all in a room, and I taught every teacher, and I had people interfering with me, and I told them to shut up and keep their mouth shut. I said, "You got a problem with that?" I said, "You come to the parents. Don't take it upon your initiative to goddamn discipline these kids." I said, "I know these kids better than you do." I said, "I don't believe in that." I said, you keep it up." I said, "I'm going to take you up to the board, the school board, and I'm going to have your life taken away, whatever, and you're going to be out of the job." And that's all it took. Another thing is, the social services got to stay out of this mess. They got to keep their nose out of this mess. That's all I got to say. I thought maybe that would help that guy out.
Yeah. Okay, Bob. What's a better way, John?
As far as what to do is not to have them in that situation in the first place, and just get the right therapy that he needs.
But I'm saying you're acknowledging that he's flipped the table over, punched a teacher.
Yeah.
If you're the teacher, and you're taking exception with the seclusion room, you know.
What are they supposed to do? That's
right.
My question also. You know, that was why I allowed it to be used, because they said this is what we do. You know, when this happens, this is what we do, and this is our policy, and this is will help. You know, I wouldn't have kept them in school as long had they not assured me that this would be helpful, and they're trying to learn of, you know, what the problem is so they can help them. I mean, these teachers cared about my kid, but you could see the frustration levels, and when they say, "I'm scared of your child," and he knows that, they lost any kind of power to discipline him at all. I don't have to spank my kid to get him to listen to me. I need to raise my voice a little bit. And a teacher should have to do the same.
Let's check Ben's comment here.
There's got to be something different.
Ben and Dickinson, comment on this. Go ahead, Ben.
Oh, yeah, I find this a really interesting case because, you know, I don't believe that the school should have to do anything, because this is really a parental issue. You know, if a kid is misbehaving in school, it's not the school's problem. It's not the teacher's problem. They have to act reactionary to how you train your own children. And so if your child is acting bad in school, that is actually your fault. It's not the school's fault. And so, like, if this child is so well or so misbehaves so bad that they have to lock them in the room, there's obviously some issues at home that are not being taken care of correctly. You know, and I would like to suggest a book to you. It's called To Train a Child, and by the Pearl Family. And it's actually a very, very good book. I think it might even beat the Total Transformation Way. But it is a very good book to tell you how to train children. Because there's some fundamental problems with a child striking a teacher. You know,
Ben, appreciate the call. We're really up against the clock here, so I wanted to give John just a comment to respond quickly, a moment to do that.
I appreciate any kind of advice or different ways of handling this, because obviously this is, he doesn't act like this with me. He acts like this when he's at the school.
Wow.
So, you know, what are you supposed to do when I don't have the discipline like this because he doesn't act like that, except for somewhere else?
Well, I think, obviously, by raising the question, the most importantly, now folks can decide, is a seclusion room the way to go, or should there be another way? And you certainly prompted that discussion. John, appreciate you sharing the story. Best of luck with your son and the situation with the school in West Fargo as well. More coming up, folks.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.